to your local IKEA store. Offer valid 7/26 to 8/21 in the U.S. Discount applied proportionally across items purchased as shown on receipts. See store and ikea-usa.com/family-offers for complete terms. Exclusions apply.
Consumer investigator Andy Wise here. I've covered my share of disasters, and I can tell you the people of Service Master by Cornerstone are the experts when it comes to disaster cleanup. They use all modern methods to repair the damage, be it a home gutted by fire or a five-story commercial building racked by storm damage, with a laser focus on getting your home or commercial building back to normal. Service Master by Cornerstone has the respect of risk insurance adjusters and emergency contractors. It will save your business or home. Make the wise choice for disaster cleanup. Service Master by Cornerstone.
At Firehouse Subs, a portion of every purchase helps provide much-needed life-saving equipment to first responders across the country. Like our hearty Italian favorites, just $6.99 each for a medium. Starting with our Italian sub, piled high with Genoa salami, pepperoni, and Virginia honey ham. Or try our Firehouse meatball sub with zesty marinara, both with melted provolone and Italian seasoning. Your choice, just $6.99 each for a medium and only for a limited time. Order on firehousesubs.com or on the app to have your subs boxed, bagged, and ready for pickup. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating U.S. locations. Prices vary. Prices not valid on delivery. Tax extra. Modifications extra. Firehouse of America, LLC, and Firehouse Subs suppliers will together donate 0.09% of purchases in 2022 at Firehouse Subs locations to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation for the purchase of life-saving equipment with a minimum donation of $1 million.
You know him from TV, your favorite comedian from Staten Island, Joe Gatto. A night of comedy, Sunday, September 11th at the Orpheum Theater. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. Don't miss this one-night special event, Joe Gatto's Night of Comedy.
Now with Xfinity, you'll get unlimited internet with gig speed and supersonic Wi-Fi. With a 2-year internet rate guarantee, no annual contract required, and no equipment fees. Talk about knock your socks off. Plus, a free Flex 4K streaming box. It's like hitting the streaming jackpot. It's all just $50 a month when you add Xfinity Mobile. $50 a month. A price that's truly jaw-dropping.
Oh, literally.
The speed you need at a price you want. Value that's simply bananas. That's the new Xfinity Supersonic Bundle. It's kind of a big deal. Go to Xfinity.com/gig, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store to learn more.
Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless billing and auto-pay with stored bank account. New gigabit internet customers only. Xfinity Mobile requires post-pay Xfinity internet. After 24 months, regular rates apply to all services and devices.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's official back-to-school sports station. For 2022, y'all, listen to 92.9 FM ESPN's hosts breaking down college and NFL football, summer hoops, news, Grizzlies, Tigers, and more. All for free anywhere on the Odyssey app or ask your smart speakers to play 92.9 ESPN on Roku, Comcast Xfinity TVs, and 680 AM throughout the Mid-South.
We're brothers, we're happy and we're singing and we're
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Who that? Who that? Hey, who that? Who that? Man, this what you've been waiting for. I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, though, because now I'm getting hot enough to we want to stay in home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television. And did I fail the mission? Your girl is hot, a missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrate it, finger poke whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn. Then I redecorated, that mean my table turned. Live life, might as well, only way to learn is try and fail. Clientele, the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that, who that, that got that flame? Who that, who that, that got that flame? Who that, who that, that got that flame? So don't worry about my name, I got a flame.
Hype. Who that, who that? You're on with Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN. Welcome to a beautiful, beautiful Friday, if I can get the word out. It's that beautiful outside, you can start the show talking about it. Told you once that rain got out of here, it's going to be a beautiful weekend of weather. for the FESJC. The second round is underway. We'll keep you updated all day long. Preseason football last night. I bring it up. Titans lose. But did we see the future? Or at least a little bit of it in terms of under center for the Tennessee Titans. We'll get into that. And then, John, after we got off, I don't know if you saw what old John Calipari yesterday. Really getting under some folks' skin, including the Kentucky football coach. We'll go back into that as well as many other things today on a Friday. Hope you all having a good one so far.
Yeah, absolutely. Great day to be alive, for sure. Blessed and grateful, as they say. We got a big show planned today. Anthony Sain's going to join us at 11:25. Is he going to be in studio?
Yes.
Fantastic.
Looking forward.
Always love those. He'll be in studio with us at 11:25. And then at 1:25, we'll talk NFL with Sean Salisbury. Of course, the Sean Salisbury show down there in Houston, H-Town, gripping wood grain.
I wonder if he liked what he saw last night from Malik Willis.
281-330-8004.
You spend much time down there in Houston?
Well, yeah. Mike Jones was like that dude, man.
Oh, I know he was.
Hit Mike Jones up on the low because Mike Jones about to blow. That takes me to a happy place.
Well, that's where we want you, John.
That's where I'm at my happiest. When I think about that Mike Jones album, the first one, you know, he came out with the second one, but it didn't hit the same way. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now, was Mike Jones your era?
He was. Okay. Many eras.
Okay, yeah. Connor's here. Connor's pointing to himself. He's like, hey, don't erase my childhood over here.
Mm-hmm.
It was part of mine, too. Mike Jones had more than just that 281 song. You know, he was on Still Tippin'. He was on, Back Then. He had Scandalous.
Oh, I'm impressed by your Mike Jones knowledge.
I'm saying when I leave today,
that's what you're bumping the out as you head back to Southwick.
Take me back.
I'm sure they'll appreciate that out there.
out of TPC Southwind. Anyway, so yes, that is the show today, and I would ask anybody that's listening to have a seat and to make sure that if they're driving, you need to pull over. Because of what's about to happen. I am about to say some genuinely nice things about this state's NFL team.
What?
Yeah.
Ain't no way.
Yeah, watch that.
There's no way.
I had one screen on Giants Pats, and then I had one screen on Ravens and Titans.
Okay.
So I was locked in last night to preseason, and it is amazing. Like, it does eventually devolve into a USFL game.
Yeah, you can't watch it all.
Right, like, it's garbage. It gets bad, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like it makes you appreciate like the actual starters, doesn't it?
Absolutely, it does.
It's like, man, the quality of play is so bad when you start talking about, and like honestly, like
at that point, it's just the helmets. It's just the team, right? Because
exactly.
Nothing you see out there is going to matter.
Like in that
fourth.
I don't know if you were locked into the Giants game, but
no.
On the second drive, or maybe it was the first drive for the Patriots. Like, man, Hoyer was just targeting the same DB over and over and over and oh, he's getting cooked on the same drive. I think they threw like five straight passes to him, and he eventually caught the touchdown. The receiver on that DB, but it was bad. It was definitely a quality was not good, but it's still football. And I would say my large takeaway that we will ask Sean Salisbury about, obviously at 1:25. My overwhelming takeaway, and I know people are going to say I'm jumping the gun here. And I might be by a little bit, but I think Tannehill's days are numbered. They are numbered. And I don't know what the number is. I don't know if it's 1 year. I don't know if it's 9 games. I could see both. But like just the same way that Ryan Tannehill once upon a time came in and took Mariota's job in the middle of the season, right? And turn their season around. I think there is a decent, I don't think a big, but a decent chance, maybe like a 30% chance, that Malik Willis does the same things. Now, we got a ways to go because Mike Vrabel sort of given that away. He doesn't like where Malik is right now developmentally, his habits. He's got a break. Like,
it's tough coaching.
He got benched, you know, yesterday because he was running as opposed to throwing.
Mm-hmm.
But I see that game, and I'm asking myself, how the hell did this guy fall to the second round, right? Or what, did he end up
he
going
felt,
third?
I was going. That's why you saw me.
Third.
He ended up third.
How did this guy fall to the third round?
He's at Auburn at one point.
Remember, he was like one of the first picks of the third, right? It was kind of like, he's like a pseudo second. But, yeah, still third round, man. Passed up, you know, 60-plus times before the Titans wound up. Did they trade up to get him? I can't remember exactly.
That I can't remember.
But that's
that. Got him at 86, though.
86. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that middle of the third round, by the way. I mean, you're talking 86. So I find myself asking, how is that possible? Because I saw in Malik Willis last night everything that you have to have to be a successful NFL quarterback. He was elusive, made some really good throws. He's big as hell. He's creative. You know, when the pocket collapses, obviously the highlight of the day probably was that. Well, there were two highlights.
A couple of highlights.
But I guess he had three highlights. Yeah, the highlight throw was the one where he's sort of contorting his body, throwing against himself and his momentum.
Went sidearm.
Floating it to the tight end for the completion with somebody bearing down on him.
Got picked up first down.
And then, of course, the touchdown that he scored. I mean, it was amazing. It was Lamar-esque. Like, that's something you would see Lamar do. But he's bigger than Lamar. He's put together better than Lamar, right? Like, you almost feel like he would hold up a little bit better over 17 games than Lamar Jackson. I'm not coming in here saying that the Titans drafted the next Lamar Jackson.
Well, it kind of sounds like you are saying that a little bit.
But this is the most intrigued I have been about a Titans quarterback since Steve McNair.
Since?
Yes. Since Steve McNair.
6 of 11, 107 yards, just for little nuts and bolts. Ran for 38 yards on 5 carries, including the touchdown run that John talked about. You had to like what you see, and particularly on the play that John's talking about where he bought himself a little extra time. The sidearm throw was sort of Patrick Mahomes-ish, where you didn't know if there was a lane there. He made the lane happen with the ability to drop the arm down, throw sidearm. You like that. Saw him off play action. I think he got a 43-yarder in there. And then, of course, again, looked good on the touchdown run. I think the best thing for Malik Willis, John, and the reason he dropped to that third round is because everybody says he's so raw. Right? He's got the big arm. He can buy you extra time. But when it comes to running an NFL offense, right, when it comes to accuracy, those were the question marks on him. The thing he's got going for him, because I think those are things that you obviously have to be concerned about, is that there's no rush. That you've got a guy in Tannehill who, like you said, whether it's a bridge for 9 games and Tannehill's not playing well, so you're ready to move on, or a year. You've got a guy ahead of you that you can learn from.
Yep.
And like I said, it's the best situation for him. I liked the way that Vrabel pulled him yesterday in the second half because the kid ran when Vrabel wanted him to throw. Vrabel talked about it afterwards. He was tough on him.
Yep.
Said he held on to the ball too long, made the point, I want him to throw the ball. And was clearly ticked off enough that he pulled him from the game. I like that kind of coaching for Malik this early, right? That you're not just sitting there saying, oh, well, whatever happens, happens. We got time down the road. No, go ahead and coach him up, even with the time that you have. Thought it was great coaching. Listen, I think Vrabel's proven himself as that. You know, clearly he got his defense back last year, but he's proven that he's a good coach. I think, you know, it looks like Malik Willis is in a situation that could be very, very good for him, John, in terms of bringing that talent, those flashes that we saw out of him last night.
Well, look, I don't know what the future holds for the Titans at large because Derrick Henry's aging. You know, Treylon Burks had a chance there to make an incredible catch there in the third quarter, I want to say. Didn't come down with it. Didn't really take away too much from him, you know, and that's going to happen with a rookie
receiver. Oh, you just know he's not going to be A.J. Brown. Certainly
right.
Not right off.
So I don't know what the future holds for the Titans at large, but if you have a quarterback, you have a chance. I mean, that's the bottom line in the NFL. And if you don't, you don't. You can be the one seed because of a great defense. You can be the one seed because of, you know, a great running back. And then you can get to the divisionals and you can lose because of bad quarterback play. And that's what happened in the case of the Titans.
Well, what they've been, clearly, especially since they've added Tannehill, is run first, capitalize off play action. And frankly, they've been pretty damn good at it. Now, that's set aside the 3 interceptions last year in the playoff game. That's what they've been. And frankly, it's suited for Tannehill. It's perfect for their offense. But to the point that you're making, with Derrick Henry, right, certainly getting a little longer in the tooth, what you see with Malik is possibly, again, don't want to go overboard here, but a chance maybe you get a little bit more dynamic. Right, maybe your offense can start to look a bit different over the next few years. Because let's be real, that's the way of the NFL. Like what the Titans were doing, run over you, play action, that's old school. It's not today's NFL. And maybe as the, you know, if you decide to move off Tannehill after this year, it can represent, John, maybe the opening up and a different look in terms of what you're doing offensively,
right,
what your strengths are. We'll
yep.
see.
Yep.
It's you know, you hesitate, you don't
right,
go too far.
Yeah.
But let's be real, dude. He showed some things.
No, I think like
they
look,
got a steal.
Look, you either show things or you don't. I mean, yeah. that's kind of where it is. Like Bailey Zappe, the kid that they drafted just a round later in New England, I thought looked like he was a deer in headlights.
Exactly.
You know, like yep. he eventually settled in. But that was against, like, the third and fourth string dudes, you know? So, I mean, just compare those debuts, you know? Compare the debuts to Malik Willis to Bailey Zappe there for the New England Patriots. I don't even think it's close. Mm-hmm. Like, I know the Titans didn't get the win, but when Malik—
Well, you're not going to be the Baltimore Ravens in the preseason, as you know. It's 21 straight.
But when Malik was in the game, though, mm-hmm. they were right with him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They would have covered. They would have covered if Malik
14-10 at the half.
Yeah, and that was because of a late touchdown with like 20 seconds left. The Titans defense gave up. So that's kind of like that's where I'm at with it. Is like you know in the end you don't want to because you know Sean was basically tweeting Titans fans are already putting
Malik Willis in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. And I think, look, some of that
it
is.
It looks so much different than what you write, and you get a little excited about that. Again, you know, there's Josh Allen, there's Patrick Mahomes. Like today's quarterback is that, right? The guy who can buy extra time, if not go run for a first down, and make the spectacular throws. He looked like he can do a little bit of both. Clearly, though, for him, the questions are going to be your grasp of the offense, how fast do you pick it up, right? Minimizing mistakes. But I would not be surprised, John, if the Titans get off, maybe at some point this season, 9-10 games in, the Colts have taken off. You know what I'm saying? The division's already decided. Now, I certainly don't think that'll be the case, but perhaps it will. I do think the Titans' defense is going to be better than it showed last night. Mm-hmm. They're going to be an elite unit. But maybe it does go that way. You get a chance to make the transition early, you know, if you do. But again, what they've got on their side right now is time with Malik Willis.
So of the teams that you have seen so far in the preseason –
Well, now you got to wait on my Bears now.
Raiders, and we'll get them this weekend. Raiders, Titans, Giants, Pats, Ravens. You are the preseason whisperer. Who's a have and who's a have not in the preseason?
It's hard to hate on you here. In terms of your Raiders.
Yep.
I've said that since the offseason, ever since you acquired Devontae
Adams.
Before
the season starts, I mean, let's just be very clear about it. You have jumped on the bandwagon of mm-hmm. the Raiders. You're officially on for the ride.
Because my ride's not going to be much of one. And so if I'm trying to pick a team in the AFC, right. I might come on board. You want to give me a Raiders hoodie for the year?
For sure. We can. I got plenty of those.
There is a part of me that's like, there ain't no way the Raiders are finishing last in the division. Like, let's go. You know what I'm saying? Like, because of that offense.
Mm-hmm.
Again, what you added defensively, Chandler Jones got a lot to prove, does he not?
Oh, a lot.
How's he looking in camp?
He just started practicing this week, so.
Coming off
fresh.
An injury? Or?
No, he's
okay,
just,
because
like
the old vet working him back in.
Yeah.
See, I think you're not – I'm with you that there's no way you're finishing last in the AFC West. So you guys are going
to
be my AFC team.
Okay, good.
Congratulations on that.
This is big.
And again, how are you not impressed with, again, Baltimore?
Right.
I mean, you put him in there. We didn't see Lamar, but Huntley, one of the best.
And that running game.
Looks like a fantastic backup, maybe the one of the best backup QBs in the league.
Mike Davis is their third string running back. He was starting for the Falcons last year.
I mean, Baltimore did what it does, frankly.
Right.
And so, they're going to be a factor in that AFC North, especially once Lamar's in there. That said, you know, this guy's going to be playing with no contract extension.
Yeah, I really thought, like, and you guys know, like, when I say this, it's genuine. I really thought Malik would, because I'm looking for reasons not to compliment the Titans, right?
Of course you are.
I'm going out of my way to, like.
Figured you'd come in here laughing today if he was poor, and you would have.
I probably would have. But
he earned it.
I thought, I didn't tweet because I don't want to give Titans fans any kind of public validation like that. You know, they're going to have to come here if they want that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Here or download the podcast.
Right. Yeah. They're not going to get it on Twitter.
Right.
That's not my brand.
We understand.
But
you a hater.
For a guy that was looking for reasons to hate, I didn't come up with very many of them for Malik. And again, like, it just makes me feel like, what if you'd actually not traded A.J. Brown? You know, like, what if you'd had him? Because, you know, and we didn't see Robert Woods, so maybe Robert Woods is going to be.
I think he's going to be a great addition.
Yeah, maybe he turns out to be a really good player and he's healthy. And I mean, he was always very good with the Rams.
Dude, he's going to be 80-plus catches, I think.
He's going to have to be. I mean, they don't have anybody else that can really fill that, mm-hmm. you know, fill that. He's going to be more the A.J. Brown. Treylon's going to have to, you know, find a role there. But, yeah, I really do. I feel like, you know, the future is a little scary because Derrick Henry eventually is going to not be a, you know, top-tier running back. That's going to come down. But as long as you have a QB, you'll just play through him. Your offense will be different. You know, you'll be more like an aerial attack.
Well, Malik, it's really about the future and how you're positioned sort of mm-hmm. against the Colts, right? Because Matt Ryan ain't going to play forever there. They're going to have to find their next quarterback, John. So right now, you know, wherever you are, it's Colts, Titans in that division. Division winner are probably going to be the only one that goes to the playoffs. But in terms of Malik and looking at the Colts, I mean, you're again, it's going to be a while for the Texans. It's going to be a while for the Jags. That's why it's right. These two. Right, for the next few years, that's it. Remember, the Colts are still going to have to find their guy. Matt Ryan might help them this year, might even win a division title, but you're looking at them as the rival going forward. And if you've got your guy already in Malik Willis, or at least getting him ready, you've got a leg up sort of on the next few years, at least against the Colts. Remember, they got everything else. But Matt Ryan, I just don't see another 2, 3, 4 years on him, do
agreed.
You?
Agreed. No,
this is going to be short-lived.
Well,
and you got to prepare for after Matt Ryan, even if you're the Tennessee Titans.
And well, I think a little bit of
you got your guy
where
already,
Sean's
like.
Coming from is like, you know, they got Davis Mills down there in Houston, and it's like, is he him? And does he see, like, Malik Willis doing that last night?
Well, Houston's a joke.
And get a little, you know what I'm saying,
yeah.
a little jealous? I think that might be a part of it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we'll talk to him. We'll talk to Sean about that. At 125, get his thoughts on, you know, not just the Titans, obviously, but, you know, the rest of the NFL preseason.
Promising debut for Malik.
And I also, I really appreciated, like, how little of a damn Bill Belichick gives about preseason football. Like, did you weren't watching. So
well, there's two different, I saw everybody's talking because Joe Judge and Patricia took turns as OC basically play calling, right?
Yeah.
He had to answer to this
yeah.
afterwards and gave no Fs, basically.
No, right? What Bill Belichick did is as the Giants were driving down inside the 10.
Oh, I didn't see this. It
was like a minute left, right? They were obviously milking the clock. We only had 3 timeouts.
Mm-hmm.
They used none. Them folks didn't call a single timeout. They just let the clock run. Like, they just like, all right, if I go win, y'all win. Like, whatever. They didn't try to get the ball back at all. Bill Belichick gave no Fs.
No, he's trying to figure out who's OC's going to be.
Yeah.
You understand?
Is that not weird, though? Like, the Titans were using timeouts last night. On that last drive, they were clearly trying to score.
Well, there are situations Bill's coaching for the last night
right.
and things he's trying to get out of that game, and clearly that was not one of them trying to win the damn thing.
Right.
Again, his whole thing is trying to find out who his OC is. He's
yeah.
got – is it the old special teams coach or is it, you know, former Detroit Lions coach and has coached everything else and Matt Patricia?
What do you think about the Giants going –
they don't have an OC.
What do you think about the Giants going for 3 as opposed to trying to score the touchdown in preseason? You know what I mean? Like, they just kind of – they got inside the 20 and they just started playing like it was like week 4.
Preseason.
I'm yeah. saying, though, wouldn't you
throw it out the window. I understand if you had like, money on it and all that stuff.
No, I'm just saying, though, go for the touchdown. Go for the touch. Like, what do you have to lose?
You're also testing your kicker, dude. It's preseason.
Cano.
You're
it's
getting
Graham
everybody.
No, he's been in the league for 50 years. You know? I'm saying if it was me, I'm coaching for things, right? I need, let's see, you know, 1 minute drill. We got to get a touchdown.
You want to see your special teams out there, get out there, run out. You got more folks out there than Cano. You got to see it. You're working stuff you really would do in the NFL season.
So you would have gone for the
Playing. You're like the Baltimore Ravens that's just trying to keep a winning streak in the preseason going. Nobody else cares.
You would have gone for the win on the field goal. You would have ran it down to 0.
Yes.
it's ridiculous. Like, I don't know who the quarterback was for the Giants at that time. That was like their 3rd-string guy. You know what I'm saying? But like, throw
the
ball.
I thought Jones looked all right.
Kenny Golladay needs a touchdown.
Giants might be competent this year.
You thought Danny Jones looked good? His offensive line was getting
Golladay
killed,
dropped
though.
The touchdown
That's
on him.
That's the problem.
Yeah, but they may be competent now.
Saquon took one carry. That was pointless. That was just stupid. But
he
anyway.
Came off healthy. That's the big thing for him.
Yeah, no doubt. Anyway, that was last night in the preseason in the NFL. Maybe the Titans have one, as much as it pains me to say. And I don't like to do it. But maybe
might
they
ended up getting a steal in the 3rd round.
Could be, man. Could be. I'm ready for the Malik Willis era, because it's exciting to me. Tannehill does not excite me. You have a cap and a ceiling on Tannehill. You know, I don't.
That is true.
This kid, I'm not going to put a ceiling on him yet. You know, I know it's preseason, but I was very impressed. All right, we'll come back. Anthony Sain's going to join us on the other side. We'll talk to him about lots of stuff. Right, we'll go Grizz, Tigers, and more. Stick around, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's official back-to-school sports station. For 2022, y'all, listen to 92.9 FM ESPN's hosts breaking down college and NFL football, summer hoops, news, Grizzlies, Tigers, and more. All for free, anywhere on the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speakers to play 92.9 ESPN on Roku, Comcast Xfinity TVs, and 680 AM throughout the Mid-South. At Firehouse Subs, a portion of every purchase helps provide much-needed life-saving equipment to first responders across the country. Like our hearty Italian favorites, just $6.99 each for a medium. Starting with our Italian sub, piled high with Genoa salami, pepperoni, and Virginia honey ham. Or try our Firehouse meatball sub with zesty marinara, both with melted provolone and Italian seasoning. Your choice, just $6.99 each for a medium and only for a limited time. Order on FirehouseSubs.com or on the app to have your subs boxed, bagged, and ready for pickup. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating U.S. locations. Prices vary. Prices not valid on delivery. Tax extra. Modifications extra. Firehouse of America, LLC, and Firehouse Subs suppliers will together donate 0.09% of purchases in 2022 at Firehouse Subs locations to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation for the purchase of life-saving equipment with a minimum donation of $1 million.
Now with Xfinity, you'll get unlimited internet with gig speed and supersonic Wi-Fi. With a 2-year internet rate guarantee, no annual contract required, and no equipment fees. Talk about knock your socks off. Ooh, plus a free Flex 4K streaming box. It's like hitting the streaming jackpot. It's all just $50 a month when you add Xfinity Mobile. $50 a month. A price that's truly jaw-dropping.
Oh, literally.
The speed you need at a price you want. Value that's simply bananas. That's the new Xfinity Supersonic Bundle. It's kind of a big deal. Go to Xfinity.com/gig, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store to learn more.
Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. New gigabit internet customers only. Xfinity Mobile requires post-pay Xfinity Internet. After 24 months, regular rates apply to all services and devices.
It's easy to think all money managers are pretty much the same. But at Fisher Investments, we're clearly different.
Different how? You sell high commission investment products, right?
No. Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission-based investment products.
Well, you must earn commissions on trades.
Nope. Never at Fisher. We're a fiduciary, obligated to act in our client's best interest. It's the highest standard of care for a financial advisor.
How do you know what's in their best interest?
We get to know our clients and then tailor a portfolio based on their goals and needs.
But you probably sneak in some hidden and layered fees.
No. We have one transparent management fee, structured so we do better when our clients do better.
Wow, you really do look out for your clients.
That's because our top priority is helping them achieve a comfortable retirement. It might be why most of our clients come from other money managers. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments. Clearly different money management.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
Time for back to school is almost here, but getting ready to go back to school time has already begun. Hi, this is Wes McClooney, owner of the New Balance Memphis store. We have all the New Balance shoes your kids need to keep them looking, feeling, and performing their best this fall. Whether your kids play sports, need gear for PE, or just want to look great, New Balance Memphis is your first stop. New Balance designs shoes specifically for younger feet, and our fit specialists are trained in measuring growing feet. At New Balance Memphis, we match everyone with the perfect pair of shoes that's fit just for them. Get here soon and choose from the largest selection of New Balance shoes in Memphis, including all the newest styles. We also have the latest New Balance apparel, from high performance to comfy casual. Get ready for back to school now by shopping locally with us at the New Balance Memphis store, located on Germantown Parkway behind the Outback Steakhouse. Come experience the difference a custom fit makes at New Balance Memphis.
From scholarship and grant programs to providing students with the qualifications and certifications they need to start their professional careers, the Tennessee Lottery has awarded more than $6.5 billion in funding to education programs, and we're proud to play our part. See for yourself how all of the fun of the Tennessee Lottery goes to supporting someone's future and a brighter tomorrow at tnlottery.com.
You know him from TV, your favorite comedian from Staten Island, Joe Gatto. A night of comedy, Sunday, September 11th at the Orpheum Theater. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. Don't miss this one-night special event, Joe Gatto's Night of Comedy.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to get conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
In the wee hours of the night, when everyone else is fast asleep, you're the one on third shift, burning the midnight oil. When a part fails and everything comes to a grinding halt, regardless of what the clock on the wall says, you leap into action. Grainger is with you and all the ones who get it done. With 24/7 customer support by phone or click to chat. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Kelley Blue Book is the one-stop shop for pricing, fixing, selling, and instant cash offering. Instant Cash Offer is exactly what it sounds like. An official offer to buy or trade your car.
Woo-hoo!
Just enter your VIN or license plate. Answer a few questions about your car's history and what kind of condition it's in. In minutes, you'll receive an offer to sell or trade your car that you can be sure is fair. Then choose a dealer to purchase your car and schedule a time to meet. For all of the its, KBB.com.
Starting stronger starts at AutoZone. They've got battery solutions for free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries. That's what makes them America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Back then they didn't want me, now I'm hot, they all know me. Back then they didn't want me, now I'm hot, they all know me. Back then they didn't want me, now I'm hot, they all know me. Back then they didn't want me, now I'm hot, they all know me.
Guests appear on the Superbook Sports phone line. Superbook Sports. Download the Superbook Sports Tennessee app today with Jason and John, live from the Topps Barbecue Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
And this ain't been hot. They've been wanting him. Tribal Chief of Grizz, Twitter, founder of Asylum Media Group, one of our favorites. He joins us. I think we're going to try to make this a regular thing on Fridays.
That'll work. I ain't got much to do these days.
Nah, you got like 8 jobs.
And don't you got some more to do this afternoon, do you not?
Yeah, man.
Some important work to do this afternoon.
That's
good news. That's good news. Let's start here.
Yeah, you want me to...
Go ahead. I think you had a spot you wanted to.
Yeah, I did actually have an angle that I wanted to ask. I don't even think we've talked about it on the show, but we probably should have at this point. Here we go. Ja Morant's having a kids' camp in September at Lausanne, I believe, is where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
It's 2 days. It's $250 a pop. Is this the going rate for NBA stars to do camps, or what do we make of that price point?
It's $250 for what, a week?
2 days.
2 days.
Okay, that sounds like, see, that's something I've had other conversations with other people about with Ja, is that he gets the part about like being embraced by the city and understanding the culture of the city as far as like the extracurricular stuff, like, you know what I mean? But there's simple things that he still has to grasp as an athlete here in this community and in this city. That sounds like something that he probably didn't have much to do with.
Right.
You know what I mean? Sounds like, hey, Ja, you're doing this camp. Oh, okay, cool. You know, you got to show up these days. You know what I mean? All right. You know, he probably won't hardly be there. He'll probably make these grand appearances. Because, you know, Smith, we remember, like, going to Penny Hardaway's camp back in the, I'm not going to get specific of when that was. It was 90-something. That's all I'll say.
You were young. I was at Finch's camp.
It wasn't 2008. We know that.
It wasn't 2000 nothing. I was a wee lad going from 9th grade to 10th grade, I believe, at Penny Hardaway's camp. So it was 90-something. But I want to say it was like maybe $50, and I think maybe I got some type of waiver. You could apply for a waiver, like a hardship waiver or something.
Was it a week?
It was a week long.
Yeah,
Benny was there.
Now, there is some inflation calculating that has to go on. I mean, but it was a week as opposed to 2 days.
Well,
it's
summertime too, right?
And the point I'm making is that I was, you know, 38106 South Memphis kid, and I was able to go. And it came with, like, you know, a Penny Hardaway shirt. You took a picture with Penny.
You got the pic too?
Yeah, you got the picture with Penny. You know, he was there. Nick Anderson was there. It was like... It was real. You know what I mean? It was like a real, it wasn't just like, but that sounds like something that Ja probably didn't have much planning.
He did it through pro camps, right?
Yeah,
so that's what they do, right? Like that they just have a business model, mm-hmm. and you know I'm assuming they just probably told him, hey, are you comfortable with 250 of mm-hmm. hop? And John's like, sure,
yeah, whatever.
You know, yeah. Like, but I do like I don't my kids. I'm not even 2 years old yet, so mm-hmm. I don't live the camp life. What is a what's a typical camp going for these days? Like just a non John Morant mm-hmm. camp.
I don't know, man. I don't think
it's 250 for 2 days.
I mean, again, Dad's camp is free.
Dad's camp is entirely free.
Yes, and has been for years.
Yeah.
Lorenz and Wright used to do a free camp. And again, it's different because we're talking about a summer deal there. Like you said, this is pro camps. They're doing it while school's in.
Sorry, it's $299. Actually,
right,
it's $299. Yeah,
and so what comes with that? You get souvenir autograph from Ja, a camp team photo with Ja. Now, y'all, I'm gonna stop right there.
No, we got indies. We got individual.
That's what camp team photo with Ja is not indies, right?
No,
that's not individual picture.
That sounds like you're taking a group photo.
Exactly with the camp, and he's in the picture. A limited edition Ja Morant basketball, a strapless boil and bite mouth guard, and then additional upgrades available during checkout. I guess you can get a little bit more if you pay a little bit more. But that
even the location of it, that's obviously for a certain demographic of the kids in Memphis. And that's cool to do that. I just hope that somebody, like, advises him.
And you
should have did a camp this summer.
I have no doubt that he will have a camp, you figure, next summer that'll be like the Penny camp, the Finch camp, that we – Lorenzen camp that we were talking about.
You do get an autograph from Ja, though. That damn near is worth $299.
It's a souvenir autograph.
No,
Isn't there a difference there?
That's yeah, like, no, that's right. Like, that's like, outside items not permitted. Bro, they got to let you bring an outside item in, man.
Yeah, man.
I'm not going to lie to you.
I'm not going to knock him. It's just Ja's extremely young.
No, get your money. Man. I mean, it'd be silly not to, but $300 is just, we live in a place that's like, you know.
There's a certain group of kids going to be there. I can tell you what that camp's going to look like.
I guarantee you next summer he's got a camp. Now, whether he's charging for it or whatever, I don't know, but I guarantee you next summer he's got
to get a better grip for that.
This is different.
His people have got to have a – and you know it's in them because, like, even his dad said when they first got here, when they used to have when they used to play the pickup games in the backyard, like, they would feed the community. You know what I mean? Like, that was just – he got enough food to feed all the kids who came over. This is something they did, like, you know, all the time. So they get it. It's just – I think that particular camp without an alternative is just kind of short-sighted, but he's young and he'll get it in time, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's just one of those – and again, like – pro camps does it very like it's I just by going from the website looking at it, like, it's a very buttoned up, like, it's sponsored by Simple Truth, mm-hmm. like, you know, they do, it's a very, like, professional, you know what I mean? Like,
this is more of a money making opportunity, is it not, for job than
and
it
you're
is
the
him
kid,
doing a camp from Memphis.
The kids that are going, right, are probably like a certain, there's a seriousness level about the sport of basketball too.
$300. What age are the kids?
Well, it's K through 8.
Oh, okay.
You know, so you're not gonna go to the jaw camp.
No.
Would you volunteer?
Dude, my kid wants.
Would you volunteer as a rebounder to get Gabe in?
Possibly so.
Okay, we'll pass that along.
I might have pulled a media flex as well.
See, Gabe would get 3 hours on two. You know, 6 hours total, 3 hours a day, because they've broken it down. Yeah. Grades 4 through 8 get 3 hours, and then K through 3.
And we were at Penny camp all day.
I know.
For real, at
Finch's camp, we stayed overnight. Like,
for
that's
real?
How much things have changed. But again, there's a difference here between mm-hmm. a summer camp, right, and then what Ja's doing right now in session.
I worked for a nonprofit org, and Zeebo did a free camp for the community.
See, that's what I'm saying. Ja will definitely do one next summer.
All
I'm
day
sure.
long camp. Yeah. Like, that's wild, man.
Because anyway. I'm sure he'll get some of those questions
well, like,
this year.
Like, you know, I think it's I think it's okay.
And he'll be motivated to do one.
Now. I think it's okay to do this if you do a different one that's either free or just a little bit more accessible.
Well, with waivers or something to it. Man.
Yeah,
Ja's young, man. Like I said, you know, but we like he said we've seen him with the kids. We saw him out at Jonathan mm-hmm. Stark's camp out in Munford. He's out there.
He'll grow up anywhere.
Saw him when they do the refurbished courts and get mm-hmm. the thing in partnership with Coke. Like, he's out there. Like, he's
I just think
he's
got
built
so much. Yeah,
it.
I think he's got so much going on that he's not really. That's not really in him yet. Like, and we're so used to guys like Zach Randolph, like Mike Conley, who did so many generous things, that those things aren't really there with him yet.
By the way, there's a clip that Connor just sent us. I don't know if you've got it yet, but we're on the subject of Ja Morant. Mm-hmm. Draymond Green on his podcast was talking about, you know, which player in the league, which young player reminded him most of himself, right? So when you think about Draymond Green, think about like a non-shooting, you know, not as effective big man, right? So, like, who among the, like, when you look out at the league, like, who is that? Do we have the clip here?
I'm still getting it pulled up.
Yeah, so he said John Morant. He said John Morant.
Well, he certainly didn't mean like I'm in game, man. It's attitude. And
yeah, he said John Morant is the player who, and we'll get the clip here momentarily. What do you think of that?
I think we all see what Draymond is doing. Like, he's, because he in that same podcast, I believe, he said something about he always wished that he played for Detroit. Like, he always wished that he played for the Pistons or whatever. Like, he's clearly like, all right, where I'm going next? Because the Warriors are, I mean, I know I'm not going to be here forever. And I know they're not going to pay me, like, whatever. And in the case that they don't, let me campaign for my next spot. You know what I mean?
Would you take Draymond with the Grizz?
You didn't even have to finish. Yes, 10 million times I'd take him, yeah.
Do you think that could happen?
Yeah, I think it could. Like, I don't know if he would take what level of pay cut he would take for his final deal. I don't know. I'm thinking he's probably got 3 or 4 more years left total.
Yeah, for sure.
And he may not think that, though. You know what I mean? So,
what do you think he thinks? He's got 6?
I think he thinks he's got more than that level.
Not a chance. He's not effective today, really.
Exactly. He's terrible.
I mean, like, at least offensively.
Would I take him on my team? Heck yes.
Would you take him, Jason?
Yeah.
You'd take him?
I'd still take him.
Yeah, do you have it, Connor? I didn't know if you were. Yeah. Okay, it's one of those things.
I'm listening to it to make sure he doesn't cuss in it.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I got to make sure he doesn't cuss in it.
And he gets unfiltered on that thing.
While we're doing that on Golden State.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Real quick, I thought ESPN's projections have got them second in the West at 55-27 behind Phoenix. Do you think they're back as a contender in a top 3 seed next year? Is it just?
I think the same with them as other veteran teams like the Clippers. It's a matter of if that's important to them or not. If they want to be the top seed in the West, I think they've definitely got the talent to do so. I don't know if that's something that's a priority to them. But top 2 or 3, definitely for sure for Golden State. I think Phoenix depends on Chris Paul, where he is health-wise. He's definitely getting up there, and he's kind of avoided a lot of regular season stuff. But this might be the regular season where we actually see him starting to decline. That's kind of my prediction. I think that he's going to start.
What is your confidence level in Wiseman in terms of having what they expected of him when they drafted him?
I always thought he'd be a guy who'd be pretty much a rim runner. He could protect the rim a little bit, could step out mid-range. I don't think the three-point shooting thing with him is real. Super athletic, man, if nothing else. I'm pulling for him. I put a question on Twitter the other day because a guy was talking about Tyus Jones. He said that Tyus Jones is right now the second best player ever to come out of the state of Minnesota.
Out of Minnesota.
And I was thinking, man, Minnesota must be crap. Tyus Jones is your second best player. Then I started thinking about Tennessee, right? I was like, okay, well, more so Memphis. I was like, okay, Penny is obviously the best NBA player ever out of Memphis. I was like, crap, who's number 2 then? You know what I mean? And then I started thinking, okay, Wiseman, but Wiseman's not from here. And I was like, okay, in 10 years, are we saying that James Wiseman is the second best player out of the state of Tennessee?
Well, you don't count Thad?
That's what I'm saying. Well, it's arguably, is Wiseman going to have a better career than Thad?
Like, that's the Slick wasn't born here.
Well, no, he definitely wasn't born here.
Yeah. Born in New Orleans.
So that's the question.
But we count him.
But I saw somebody tweet back at you like Oscar Robertson's from Tennessee.
Yeah,
do we count him?
I don't count anybody I ain't never seen.
Well, why are we gatekeeping who we if they're born here, they're born here.
Right. If they're from Memphis, man. To me.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Right.
I'm with you. There I mean, he grew difference. Up here.
Like but we don't claim Lou Williams on that like on that
yeah,
tip.
Like cuz he don't claim that.
Yeah. I feel like if you went to high school in Memphis, you're from Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
Like
do we claim Darius Garland? Does Tennessee claim him?
Yeah, he went to Vandy.
Born in Indiana.
He went to Vandy.
Well, yeah,
though.
Garland would probably end up being the second.
Because he's up there with his money. Yeah. I saw somebody tweet that back at you too.
Yeah, he's an all-star, whatever. So yeah, he's probably going to end up being.
I mean, Garland's. I don't think Wiseman. I'm just skeptical that career is what it
he's
could have been.
He's still super young, though, man.
He is, but I mean, it's just the best ability is availability, and he has not been available anywhere in the last three years. So
you could say that about Joel Embiid, and look how he panned out.
Well, yeah, but Joel Embiid is,
he was out for a long time, though, bro.
Was he out for 3 years?
He was out for 2 of them.
I mean, if he has half the career,
Wiseman hasn't been 3 yet.
Yeah, Wiseman hasn't been 3 yet.
Well, if you count Memphis.
Oh, man, go on. Man.
I'm saying, though, it counts.
NBA, right,
it's
right.
part of the story.
He was healthy in Memphis, though. It ain't like he couldn't play.
Exactly.
No, he missed the Bahamas trip with shoulder stuff, bro.
Was that really shoulder stuff?
He could have played.
I know, but it's always something with James.
No, that part is true. He needs to be out there, and he has to prove that he can stay out there.
I'm confident at his age he'll get it together.
In those same ESPN projections, they got the Grizzlies fourth at 51 and 31. The Grizzlies going to finish top half of the West?
That's the floor for us, man. I don't think we've.
You done come in here crazy.
Man, y'all go see what's up, man.
He said the floor for us is
Memphis
the four seed.
Memphis will still be. Why wouldn't they be a good team again next year?
They'll be a good team, but you see who's below them? They got the Clippers.
Fifth. I can see that. I can see one of those teams above them, like, not caring, man. Like
the Warriors?
You think the Warriors are going to care, though, because they got young players?
I can see Phoenix totally falling off, man. Like,
Especially Chris Paul.
Especially y'all know DeAndre Ayton don't want to be there.
But the floor is the four? Like, you banking on.
Yeah, we're going to be good, man. Yeah, I'm telling you. You'll see it. Especially depending on how long Jaren's out.
I completely forgot that they brought back DeAndre Ayton.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, it's running back right now, can Chris Paul last another season?
I totally thought he was in – who was it? Indiana? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Indiana. I was like, but they matched it immediately, didn't they? That's kind of weird. They handled that situation so weirdly.
Mm-hmm. On Jaren, you expecting back early, or with the Grizzlies' history, they're going to wait this thing out and the man's coming back in February?
We talked about this earlier. The fact that they actually put a date of time is something the Grizzlies typically don't do. So I think that they're going to hold to that. Jaren's out here talking like he's ready, like he'll be back training camp or whatever. I don't think that's true. I think that they will throw some preventive stuff in. They'll add some rehab to whatever he's doing to make sure he's 100% ready. I don't think he's opening day ready, but I don't see it being much. I don't see it going into – I think he plays Christmas Day.
See, that's part of your that the four is the floor. If you're thinking Jaren's back that early, you're banking on that if you're going to have a 51-31.
So you're breaking a little news. Jaren makes his debut for the Grizzlies on Christmas Day on ABC against the Warriors, right?
Yeah, he'll be if we have a Christmas Day game, he's playing. That's my prediction. If not,
y'all going to be disappointed again.
Nah, you're going to see, man.
They're not going to have a Christmas Day game.
I think it'll be almost impossible for us not to have one. At this point, like, who are you?
That's where you're setting the bar.
Who are you putting in other than us, man? Especially when the built-in drama.
How many Christmas Day games are there?
Like four.
Four.
Is it three or four?
Four or five?
I think it's four.
How many is it, Carl?
Pretty sure it's four because I think you get two in the morning,
exactly,
and then two kind of in the afternoon.
I thought it was five at one point.
I think maybe they did do 5 1 year, but I think it's four.
Hey, we playing one, man.
It's five.
Is it five?
It's five last year. Yeah. Well, that's different. I mean, that's 10. That's damn near. That's a third of the league.
Yeah, we play.
You're top, third of the league team. Yeah. It was Mavs, Jazz, Nets, Lakers, Warriors, Suns, Celtics, Bucks, Hawks, Knicks.
No way the Jazz play.
No way the Knicks play, right?
The Knicks will probably still play.
Why?
Because it's New York. No matter how terrible they are, they always have a game. They used to put them in that first game of the day.
Well, who else isn't playing then? Warriors, Suns. Celtics, Bucks, Hawks, Knicks.
The Hawks ain't playing.
But I know, but you're not going to play the Knicks on Christmas Day. It ain't going to be Grizz Knicks. It's going to be all these are Eastern. Well, I guess Nets Lakers was East and West.
Yeah. We playing, bro.
But I'm just saying, so the Hawks are out and then the Jazz are out. Could it be Grizz Mavs?
I was thinking that too.
They could definitely be that all day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That'd be a good
all day.
Or Grizz Warriors. Grizz Warriors is like, it's obvious, dude. Like that, they hate each other.
Especially if Jaren's back, man.
They had a great series last year. There's bad blood. Mm-hmm. Like that's obvious to me.
Yeah,
is the NBA like shrewd enough to do that?
I don't think they'll mess it up. That's such a layup, man. To beat the Grizzlies and the Warriors. The Warriors have came out and said, yeah, man, make that happen. So, like, why wouldn't they do that? Like, it seems so practical just to do that. So.
We talked about it earlier this week because John had the news, but I wanted to get your take on where you are on Fox moving on from Sulipec, from the comments he made about Draymond from the playoffs. Where are you at on it?
As a media member and radio host who's been told to stick to sports, some people need to just stick to weather, man. Like, he could avoid this whole thing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, nobody said, man, I wonder what does Joey Sulipec think about Kyle Anderson and Draymond Green right now. Like, fam, you easily could have avoided this whole thing.
But he can tweet about the Grizz.
I'm joking, of course, but the fact that he doubled down on it, right. Like, man, you said
you think that's what did him in?
Yeah, because I tweeted out. I was like, man, like, there's an air of ignorance that I'm down with, like, writing off with this guy. But
right.
The way that he doubled down on it, like, you know. Because I watch Stranger Things, and I watch them call.
Man, you love that show.
Oh, yeah, I love it to death.
Like, it's a great show.
I'm so happy you're finally watching that damn show.
I finished the entire thing.
I've been telling you for 5 years to watch that show.
But he brings it up like every 30 minutes.
He admitted on Facebook that it brought him to tears.
I need it
multiple times.
I need to get into it.
But the point I'm trying to make is, like, they were called, they used the word knuckle dragger a lot in that show, in season one.
But it's about, it's white people.
It's talking about, like, people who are bullies or, like, knuckleheads. And
right.
Just people who aren't very smart and that type of thing. And I was like, bro, I can give you that definition as a as an excuse if you want it. But when you double down on it, man, like, all right, don't worry about it. Just go ahead and, you know, do you. You know what I mean? He did that. So he's kind of like, bro, stick to weather, man. Like, you didn't have to come over to this. Like,
but what do you think about the fact that his black colleagues vouched for him?
That mean nothing to me.
Nothing?
Because like, here's the thing, bro. Like, there are people, serial killers have friends, bro. Like, don't accept me.
I don't know.
Like,
serial killers
people,
have friends.
Just because people can vouch for you and say, oh, that guy's not racist. I don't see enough of you outside of, like, work to know that. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what you got bored on the
inside. He's been there for 18
years. I'm not particularly saying that the dude's racist. Like,
right.
I'm not saying that. But he had the opportunity to realize, oh, crap, people are offended by this. Like, let me just, like, pause and don't say nothing and come back and say something that makes sense. Or I can just say, oh, my bad, y'all. I totally didn't know this.
He didn't do that.
I didn't know that this.
I think that's a 100%
And we would have rolled with him. But when he doubled down on it, all right, man, you out. You know what I mean? So, you know.
Right. People would have been willing to give Joey the benefit of the
whole
doubt.
Yeah, the whole thing sucks.
Because it's Joey, to your point, about 18 years.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't allow people to do that.
He still ain't came out and said, like, you know, I know better now, so I'll do better. Like, that still ain't happened.
John said he got another job moving on to Union City or something, right?
He's got a volunteer gig.
Good for him, man.
I don't know if he's
Like leaving town though, having to get up out of here.
Yeah,
though.
It sucks.
Well, he don't have
it sucks all the way around.
Well, I'm saying if he's going to that job,
no,
getting,
you're right. No,
I mean,
you're
right. You're not going to get another job in the Memphis market.
No, that's not doing weather. I mean, you're going to have to go to like you know Decatur, Alabama, or something. Yeah. You know, you're going to have to start all
I'm
over.
I'm sure he'll lay on his feet though, man.
But don't you think though there? And I'm not saying specifically in this case because I agree. Like I think it was handled poorly.
Yeah.
But don't you think we should do better as a society of giving people grace on mistakes?
I think they gave him I agree with you on that, but when you said the part about it being handled poorly, I'm gonna say something that kind of flips the conversation. If we were in another market, how it was being handled behind the scenes would not have been behind the scenes. You know what I mean? We're in a market where the stuff that he said clearly offended a certain group of people.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also another group of people that probably are at least half or more than half of their viewing audience.
Because 100%.
Because this is Memphis.
That's the demographic.
So they had to handle it in a way where they're hiding everything that's going on. It had to make it look weird. It's not to offend
right.
people who are the people. That,
the viewing audience.
The people who you said called you a liberal or whatever.
Right.
You know, who attack you on Twitter. About
yeah, exactly.
It. Those people still exist here.
No, they, you're right.
So because of this. The
it is a weird market.
I'm gonna talk about the uniqueness of this
it's
market.
It's so weird.
You know what I mean?
It's like, so weird.
You have to protect those people as well because, you know, I'm not saying you have to, but that's what they do.
No, you have to serve, you know, both interests. Yeah,
exactly.
You know,
so,
but the majority interest is, I mean, this is what's it 65% black Memphis?
Yeah. Right. But we still cater to, you know, another group of people. Not a racial group of people, but a mentality.
A sect. No,
we cater to a certain mentality.
But I'm just saying, though, like, don't you think we are corporations, you know, people online, we're so quick to, you know, persecute, right? Mm-hmm. We're so quick to do that now. And, like, you get consideration.
Oh, we live in weird times.
You know what I mean?
I've had people like, try to counsel me for some of the craziest things that I've said on Twitter. I'm like, all right, you know. Good luck with that or whatever.
Right.
I mean, that's the time we live in. You know what I mean? So social media just has us all screwed up, man. Like literally we're all screwed. Like we care more about invisible people or imaginary people.
Right.
Or acceptance by people we don't know or don't even know they exist.
Life was so much better before that.
Yeah.
It was so much easier. Man.
It's strange.
Like we look for like validation now from these people that we don't even know. And then we let those same people potentially impact like how we feel about a certain thing in life, you know?
Shout out to Stranger Things. We're in the Upside Down right now.
Man, I couldn't get through the first four episodes.
For real?
It was just too slow for me.
Show's incredible.
See, I think we should cancel him for that.
Yeah,
I think he should be taken off the air for this mess.
How dare you?
Now, Connor's with it too, man. Three against one. Y'all piling up Stranger Things.
Stranger Things season one's my favorite season of TV ever.
Oh yeah, that first season was great, man. It was like the Goonies, but like
it really was. The last season was great too.
Incredible. Yeah.
Just this bald-headed little girl. It changes from that.
Only thing about season four is that the kids are like grown-ass men playing ninth graders.
Yeah, that is the issue.
Y'all waited too long to get to season four.
They got one more thing, right?
There's
one
no
more.
Way that takes place.
Like, there's a time jump.
It has to like jump to the future.
Yeah, it's gonna. I think it's set in 88. Is the next season.
Now 11 is an icon, by the way. Yeah, she's not a bald headed little girl. She's an icon. Man,
11
dude.
Is a
cinematic icon.
You gonna cancel me because I call her bald headed?
It's being considered.
Okay, yeah.
We get enough emails.
Good fight. Good try.
We get enough tweets. We'll cancel anybody. You know, that's the way we work.
They're grown ass men for real.
You gotta earn grace.
Playing 13-year-olds.
But I'm saying, though.
You got to earn grace. There is a proper place for grace when it's earned.
18
right? There's something
years
that has to go.
With no incidents.
But again, we're going back to what you keep on saying. Yeah, that's true. He doubled down.
Right.
When presented with the opportunity.
He could have been
to
contrite.
Say, okay, well,
he could have been,
this can be one thing, but it also can be offensive to
my
others.
My bad. I didn't know what this meant.
Yeah. And
you
if you're going to get grace and hope for it, you got to do something.
Well,
things.
You're right. You have to pay it forward a little bit.
And again, I don't know if he was given that chance, because what you said was maybe with under Cox, mm-hmm. he was going to be back.
Right.
And he got that chance, it comes through. But again, you stick your own neck out there.
Right. And I'm going to say this to answer your original question. There aren't many people that come out and say, man, I'm racist as F. Like, that's me.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Rubber flag on my profile pic, you know, the big shades they wear or whatever. Like, hey, man, I'm racist as crap. Screw y'all. I've encountered those type of people on social media who will come out and say, yeah, man, screw y'all. Like, you know, go back to Africa, whatever. Like, I've encountered those type of people.
But they'll tell you, I'm not racist. I just don't like a certain.
Right. But the point I'm trying to make is there aren't many openly racist people.
You're right.
But there's a lot of racist people.
Like, subconsciously racist.
So I don't really care if you get care about somebody getting the black endorsement. Because that doesn't, I mean.
Subconsciously racist, you mean.
Yeah, exactly. How many people own up to being racist, bro? Like, there are a lot of people. Like, when you get in certain situations, certain stress, certain tension, certain whatever, your response might be racist as hell. And that's, you know, my man had opportunity to clean that up.
Right.
But he doubled down on it. So, hey, here we are.
NBA is retiring number 6, Bill Russell. Like that.
I'm with it.
That's the right move, right?
He's one of the GOATs. Hey, you know what's crazy, though, man? I'm 42 years old. But even if you look back in the entire history of the NBA, in the entire history of the league, don't give me George Mikan or none of these dudes wearing glasses or shooting underhanded. I'm not talking about those guys. In the history of the NBA, since the inception of it, only like 3 GOATs have died in my life. And I think that's incredible, bro. You're talking about Chamberlain, Bill Russell, Kobe. Like, and Kobe's still supposed to be here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that just kind of shows you, when it comes down to just really any sport, like, these guys are supreme humans, not just athletes. These guys don't die, man. You know what I mean? like for real. Like, you don't see many. Like, Oscar Robinson's still alive, bro. What?
He is.
Jerry Williams is alive.
Shams just tweeted. I'm just kidding, but like you can't be tempting fate like that.
I'm just saying, bro. Like in our lifetime, we've only seen like 3 of the like all-time
that's what I feel
legends
like.
Get out of here, and that's crazy, bro. Like I just shout out to them dudes like lifespan. For real, man. For real. Like you talked about, but you talked about guys
to have a lifespan like
Dr. J still going.
Yeah, nobody
you know
did.
I mean?
Like everybody's
Dr. J still going strong.
Yeah, Dr. J looks like he's 45 right now.
I don't wish death on anybody, but
it's insane.
Some of these guys are getting up there.
We aren't losing the ghosts, man.
But I'm saying though, like the way it works is there's gonna come like a week where we lose like 5. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Especially now the Saints put it out.
I don't know. I hope not.
What I'm saying
though, it's just like LeBron James. There's no way that like I'm not gonna see LeBron James die. Like that ain't happening. Like he might see me die and never know who I was. But
how old are you?
I'm 42. LeBron's what, 37.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not going to see that.
Well, the odds say you're going to go first.
Yeah, but right? I know that dude's going to be here forever.
Settle this for us since we're on Bron. Is Bronny going to get drafted?
Yeah, he will.
No.
He said he's going to be undrafted
free agent. Signing with LeBron's team.
He'll be in the league regardless.
Grizz going to pick on them rights.
You really going to use one of the 60 picks on Bronny when you can just have him as an undrafted free agent?
But do you think LeBron is going to be him in 2 years, though?
I got to remember, man, that dude's still got time, man. What is he, a junior?
He's only got one more year. He's about to be a senior. Yeah. Some people don't even – they don't think he's going to play college. Not that you have to these days, but
– Hey,
get him in a Tiger
uniform, though. Can we make that happen?
Jason says just because Ashton's going over there, it don't have any impact on his recruitment, man.
You think it could? It's Penny, man, at the end of the day. I agree with Jason. I don't think it's, like, automatic, like a layup.
But it helps.
Oh yeah. It
now,
helps.
Shouldn't Ashton go ahead and commit? Yeah, like, isn't it time?
Are they trying to give that kid a real recruiting experience will court him?
How many kids Penny got out here, man? Because y'all like keep dropping new Penny kids on me.
I think he's got a few. I think we can build a team. You know, I mean, I think it's possible.
I think that's why you said I'm done recruiting freshmen, because he got kids to sign. I got to count for these scholarships.
Damn.
Like, I'm done. Let me just go get some transfers, because, like, I got kids to sign out here.
Well, I mean,
how many he got for real? Does anybody know?
I don't know that anyone's keeping
account.
Because
every year it's like a new one. Like, oh, you know, that's Penny kid. He's 35.
No, there's only been Jaden and Ashton.
No, man, there's another one out there. Somebody told me there's another kid out there.
Well, I'm sure there is. Does he have the same name?
I don't know, man. I guess he'll be a Tiger. Go Tigers, go.
He better be a Tiger.
Penny said, man, forget freshman recruiting. I got Hardaway's.
He's got two daughters.
LaTanferny, I know of, yeah. I believe just turned 30.
And Layla.
Yeah.
I think there's four.
So there's four kids we know about. Plus, I know there's another
daughter, I believe, at FACS, right? A daughter at FACS.
Man, keep throwing the most.
I think she's a volleyball.
Hey, did you see Memphis is bringing in Sook the Shocker's son?
What?
For a visit?
For real?
His name is Victorious.
Oh, no, I don't want to be